Leviticus 19, 33 and 34 from the Common English Bible. When immigrants live in your land with you, you must not cheat them. Any immigrant who lives with you must be treated as if they were one of your citizens. You must love them as yourself, because you were immigrants in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. This morning we pray. We pray for a better way. The Beatitudes are among, or maybe, the most recognized words of Jesus. This sermon, from the Sermon on the Mount, a smaller part of it, in the Beatitudes, the blessings, he spells out this formula for life. One, there's a knowledge that it's not all about you. Comfort, meekness, seeking to do what's right, mercy, authenticity, peacemaking, and a willingness to live out justice and love regardless of circumstance. So today I want to walk through each one of these blessings, beatitudes. They're beautiful, they're powerful, they're challenging to us. They're in this morning's reading from Matthew 5. They also occur in Luke 6, and they go just like this. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So poor in spirit. In Luke, actually, it says just blessed are the poor. So there's a significant difference there. But here in Matthew, poor in spirit means something different than being poor in possessions. Poor in spirit is something that indicates humbleness. That's knowing that it's not all about you. The humble are the true inhabitants and owners of God's neighborhood. They're the ones who truly experience God's peace, God's shalom, peace eternal. And blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, is exactly the opposite of something like, blessed are the powerful because they get what they want. But that seems to be one of the rules of society today. So the Beatitudes, the first one, the opposite of the way things work. Blessed are the poor in spirit. And then blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. There's words of Jesus that just promise comfort when we mourn. And we mourn a lot of things. We mourn the loss of loved ones. We mourn the loss of jobs. We mourn the loss of family and friends who have moved away. We mourn the loss of relationships that have broken up or soured. So there's a difference in these first two Beatitudes. The first one calls the poor in spirit blessed, and it lifts up an attitude. And that attitude is a desirable one. But people don't want to mourn. I mean, they do. We all mourn. People don't go, it's like, today I think I will have an experience of mourning. Nobody wants loss just because there will be comfort. Wouldn't we rather just feel all right? You know, not have to mourn? Some people have suggested that mourning that's expressed here has to do with the mourning over the evils of the world. I think this one is much more personal. It speaks more to anyone who has suffered loss. At one time or another, all of us suffer loss. And when we mourn, Jesus says that we will be comforted. Sometimes it's hard to see. Sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it's immediate. But that's comforting to know that Jesus says, you will be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. It's a lot like the first one. Meek, gentle, not self-centered. And the meek are the ones who are going to inherit the earth. The cool part here is that they're the ones who aren't trying to inherit the earth. They're not trying to gain power. They're the ones who are fair and gentle. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth, is the exact opposite. Maybe not exact, but it's the opposite of blessed are the privileged, for they really do own the earth. and they really should be the ones who decide who gets to live where they live. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. This is another one that has attitude, good attitude, a great one. And having a desire to do what's right. Pursue doing what is right. If you do that, you'll be nourished to the full. That's beautiful. That's doing what's right. You'll be filled. It's exactly the opposite, again, of blessed are the ones who merely talk with religious words because, you know, actions don't really matter that much. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. I have said this a number of times in relationships. I've said this here in church. I still think it's great advice for all of us to take in. If I ever say something that can be taken in either a negative or a positive way, please take it in the positive way. Accept the apology. Forgive even when there isn't an apology, because that anger, righteous anger or not, becomes poisonous to us. Give folks a break. Also, stop demonizing people who don't fit into your corner of privilege or who fit into your view of the way things are supposed to be. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. This is living authentically, showing loving kindness, doing all that anyone can to be true, kind, and real. It's not about talking religious talk and then rejecting people because somehow you think you're better than they are. It's also not about following all of the puritanical rules and then judging other people who don't. This is blessed are the pure in heart. Live authentically. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. This one isn't just about peace instead of war. It's also about reconciliation. It's about restoration. It's about friendship and love. We know this. Peace is not merely the absence of violence. It's the presence of goodwill toward all. It is a desire for this shalom, this endless peace for all. So blessed are the peacemakers. They will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. These last ones, they go back to the situation where, you know, no one wants to be in this situation. Who wants to be reviled? Who wants to be persecuted? Who wants to be lied about? Nobody. Nobody wants to be reviled or persecuted or lied about. These Beatitudes, they offer hope. They say, take heart to any who are persecuted because they are humble, because they are meek, authentic, merciful, peacemakers. They offer hope to those who show love instead of hate, show kindness instead of disdain, show acceptance instead of rejection, and who are willing to live out justice and love no matter what. We talk about the Ten Commandments an awful lot more than we do with the Beatitudes. I wish it were opposite of that. The Ten Commandments are good. Remember, the Ten Commandments are legal terms. And each one of them has to do with something about taking an oath in court and signing contracts. And when we try to make them something that they're not, it doesn't work. But the Beatitudes are good. The Beatitudes are about showing, you know, a knowledge that it's not all about us. It's about providing comfort and being comforted. It's about meekness and seeking to do what's right, mercy, authenticity, peacemaking, and a willingness to live out justice and love regardless. These are important things, not just for here, St. Paul's United Church of Christ, not just for the United Church of Christ, not just for the Christian Church. These Beatitudes are beautiful and wonderful, and they are great advice for the human condition. So let's live them out. Let's live out blessing. Let's be a people who don't do the opposite. Let's make this world beautiful. Amen. A benediction from immigrants. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. And may the rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hands. Amen.